Ross McKinnon, Conservative District Councillor and Shadow Leader of West Berkshire Council, welcome to Kennet Radio.
Thanks very much for having me, Stella.
We heard yesterday from West Berkshire's councillors and officers where West Berkshire's finances stand, and there's quite a budget shortfall to find of around £7 million. That kind of works out at £45 per resident. They blamed inflation, Brexit, staff shortages, and you, the old administration. Tell our listeners what you think.
Well, I would agree with some, but not all of that, Stella, as you might imagine. Now, inflation is a huge issue, and certainly over the 4 years that we were in power, from 2019 to 2023, we often had to find budget shortfalls and fix them. And in fact, the figures that are being presented at the moment, they're not particularly unusual. I mean, 7.1 million as a headline figure is pretty large. But it is over 2 years, and the previous Conservative administration had larger in-year deficits on a one-year basis to plug over that period. So I completely recognise that cost inflation and supply inflation, and most of the shortfall is coming from the social care services, so adults and children. And it's quite right to say that, particularly with children's, just even a few extra places that are required, that has a huge impact on costs. So if you budget for a certain number of places, and then you've got maybe just three or four more children than you'd originally budgeted for, that can be hundreds of thousands of pounds, and in some cases even more than that, onto the budget. So they are very sensitive, those budgets, to the number of clients, the demand, and also with cost inflation. And with inflation being so high over the last couple of years, that's having a big impact. But it is up to the administration to solve that. You know, as we did over the last 4 years, we presented a balanced budget. We were always able to find any in-year shortfalls. And when it comes to Brexit, that's a very, very vague thing to blame. You know, how on earth has Brexit impacted our staffing? You know, how many EU citizens did West Berkshire employ who have now moved back home? I would imagine it's very little, if zero. And how many prospective staff members have not moved to West Berkshire because of Brexit? I think that's a bit of a convenient hobby horse to blame, and I think they're trying to sort of get one under the radar there on you.
I think certainly there were some positives in the overall picture. Depending on how you deal with the councils that didn't reply to the BBC shared data service, West Berkshire is actually in the best third or even the best quarter of councils, and some are clearly facing absolutely horrendous shortfalls. Here at home, Slough is looking at £2,000 per resident. What do you think will suffer in making up that shortfall, or will nothing suffer?
Well, potentially. I'll deal with the first point you made first. It's not a surprise at all to me to see West Berkshire doing relatively well compared to our peers. I was the finance portfolio holder for 4 years, and the team we have there, you know, led by the executive director for resources and the whole finance team, they are excellent. You know, they're really, really good. And it was a pleasure to work with them for 4 years. West Berkshire has had a history of really good financial management. So not a surprise. In terms of Slough, that's a special case. You know, Slough was effectively bankrupted last year because of a catalogue of catastrophic financial decisions, and they've been given special permission by the government to jack up council tax, I think, by about 15%. So you would expect them to be the outlier on the other side. In terms of what suffers, well, nothing should suffer. It's up to the new Lib Dem administration now to balance this budget. And I would remind your listeners that when I presented this budget back in March, the current financial year, when we were still in power, Liberal Democrats did not bring one amendment to that budget whatsoever. They promised us, in fact, an emergency budget. They said that if they won power, they would bring a new budget to the council to reflect their priorities. Well, we haven't seen that yet. That's a broken promise, probably the first broken promise of many. So it's up to them to make sure, as we did for 4 years, to balance that budget with no cuts to frontline services.
Councillors said yesterday that they got a small pot of general reserves that they could throw at the problem if needs must, but that you, as the old administration, had used up all the earmarked reserves. Why is that?
Well, that's a very interesting criticism. I spent 4 years listening to the then Liberal Democrat opposition telling me that reserves were too high and that we should be spending more and not less. Every single budget I presented, except for my last one, we were presented with Liberal Democrat amendments that were that we're promising to spend more of our reserves and not less. So it's it does stick in the craw a little bit to hear that. On the earmarked reserves issue, I would say that reserves as a whole were higher at the end of our administration in 2023 than they were at the start. So yes, it's quite right that earmarked reserves had been used towards the end of our term in 2021 and 2022, but they were only available because of the sound management in 2019 and 2020. The earmarked reserves that are referred to, they didn't exist in 2019. We'd actually built them up in our administration.
These are reserves that are specially put aside. You are anticipating a problem and you've put an amount of money aside to sort out the problem should it occur. Is that a correct understanding?
That's exactly correct. So in the early years of our last term, so in 2019 and 2020, we recognise that there may be an increase in demand for adult social care and children's social care. We also recognise that inflation was a particular risk. So out of those early budgets, we've actually put some money aside so that we could use that in 21 and 22 and 23 if indeed those things came to pass. And of course they did. So the using those reserves, it's a nice political headline, but that's exactly what's supposed to happen. We put money aside in the case of, for the eventuality of those demands coming. They did come and then we used them and we built them up ourselves. Reserves were higher at the end of our term than at the start. So I would take that criticism with a very, very large pinch of salt.
What does this all mean for the council tax next year? Clearly, they've used the maximum headroom this year at 4.99%. Are residents of West Berks looking at pretty hefty council tax rises?
Well, they shouldn't be. Council tax is capped by the government. So, as a Conservative administration, we were always very reluctant to go to the maximum. And the maximum changes every year, but the only time we put it up by the maximum was in our last year. And that is exactly as you would expect because of the inflationary pressures. So it remains to be seen what the maximum allowed will be. I would imagine it would be around the 4 or 5% mark again. And if the council want to go ahead of that, if they want to put up council tax by more, then they either have to get special dispensation from the government to do so, which is unlikely, or they have to put that to a district-wide referendum. Now, as you can imagine, that referendum would be likely to fail. To my knowledge, only one local authority has ever gone to a referendum to get permission to put council tax above the statutory maximum. It was Bedfordshire a few years ago, and it was resoundingly defeated. So in terms of council tax itself, residents are protected because of that statutory cap. But I would say here that we shouldn't let the new administration junk some of their irresponsible promises that they made before the election. They're trying to do this in response to what is a fairly normal budgetary situation. They said whatever they thought it would take to get themselves elected, about abandoning the green bin charges, which they call a green bin tax, which is, of course, erroneous. It's not a tax, it's a voluntary charge. And of course, their promise about potholes, where they decided to promise to fix all dangerous potholes within 72 hours. That was a bit of a non-promise in the end of it, because dangerous potholes are already fixed within 24. But it's a very convenient excuse to bury some of those promises under. And me and my opposition, we're not going to let them do that. We're not going to let them get away with it.
Certainly yesterday there was reference to those to the green bin tax and the potholes being delayed, that they wouldn't even begin this year to phase in the green bin tax reduction. I think they have very much said that.
Yes, and if you promise something to residents, then you should do it. And you shouldn't, I don't think they should abolish the green bin charge. I think it raises over £1.4 million a year, which of course is always desperately needed in council finances, and they were irresponsible to promise that before the election. This budget wasn't a surprise. There's this myth that when a new administration takes over and they open the books and they're surprised with what happens and they have to drastically change course, the books are always open. Local authority finance scrutiny is absolutely in the public domain all the time. There's really no such thing as opening the books. So the financial situation was well known to everyone before the election. And, I don't deny that it is always challenging to balance a budget with increasing demand and inflationary pressures. I had to do that for 4 years. What is irresponsible and unacceptable politics, in my opinion, is to try and junk some of those election promises, which they're regretting having made, under the cover of what is a fairly normal budgetary situation.
Clearly, West Barks are working hard with officers to sort out the budget one way or another. But more widely, what are the big risk factors? If the Bank of England, say, pushes up interest rates again, does that hurt the budget? What are your thoughts?
It doesn't hurt the budget immediately, not in the short term, because the West Berkshire has an amount of borrowings that it's undertaken. The councils are only allowed to borrow to invest in assets. They're not allowed to borrow to balance the day-to-day budget, and I think rightly so. So if the Bank of England puts up interest rates and consequently the rates at which West Berkshire can borrow at are higher, what that will do is perhaps limit the amount of future capital investment that's available or that's possible to do. But in terms of the day-to-day revenue budget, financing costs wouldn't go up because the existing borrowings are all on fixed rates. So I would be very reluctant to allow the administration a get out on that. It might limit future investment in things like the Lido and this ridiculous Faraday Road pitch that they're going to install. But in terms of the day-to-day budget, residents can rest assured that the existing borrowings are on previously very low fixed rates, and we'll just need to be quite careful about the scale of future investment in the years to come.
Thank you, Ross McKinnon. Before we wrap up, do you have any message for the residents of West Berkshire?
The only message is that we'll be scrutinising the administration's plans. We'll support them when we agree with them. And we do agree that inflation and demand is a challenge. You know, I was in that hot seat for 4 years, and Lee and Ian have got a difficult job, but it's not an impossible job. And they've got really good officers supporting them. So we will be supporting the administration when they're doing the right thing. But we're not going to let them get away with things. We're not going to let them junk some of those promises under the cover of what is a fairly standard budgetary situation. So we're on resident side, but we'll be working with the administration to work for the benefit of the residents in the future.
Thank you very much. Ross McKinnon, Conservative District Councillor and Shadow Leader of West Berkshire Council. Thank you.